The news read by Craig Pollock. Scientists at Lincoln College have made an unexpected breakthrough in the fight against the grass grub. Dr. Hoyt and Dr. Osborne have found that a cheap commercial glue attracts the male of the species. They made the discovery when experimenting with grass grubs with light, sound, and smell. They found that when they glued the husk of a grass grub beetle onto leaves, there was a high degree of success in attracting the grubs. By varying the experiment, they confirmed that it was the glue that was attracting them. Members of the New Zealand Seamen's Union manning the oil tanker Athol Viscount have refused to take the ship to sea from Auckland until 6 o'clock tomorrow night, a delay of 24 hours. They're protesting against the oil company's refusal to give a firm undertaking to charter or build another tanker to be sailed under the New Zealand flag. The chairman of the Wool Commission, Mr. Greensmith, says the overseas demand for supplies of New Zealand crossbred wool may lessen. He says much of the upsurge in wool exports in 1969 can be ascribed to the replenishment of commercial stocks, and once this is accomplished, the demand may fall away. The United Nations Security Council will meet early tomorrow morning, New Zealand time, to discuss Israel's air raid on Jordan last night. The Jordanian ambassador to the United Nations has formally requested urgent Security Council consideration of what he called continuous and grave Israeli violations of the Middle East ceasefire. The Labour Party spokesman on Industries and Commerce says his party has no plans to reimpose blanket restrictions on imports, although some restrictions may be needed. Mr. Freer told the British Trade Association in Wellington today that he doesn't think it's possible to remove any more licences until after the licensing system has been fully examined. The Wellington merchants T&W Young Limited have received another takeover offer. It comes from a firm of stock and station agents, National Mortgage and Agency Company. Earlier, Dominion Breweries made a takeover offer to Young's, whose business includes wine and spirit sales and hotels. The Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Marshall, has been nominated unopposed as a National Party candidate for the Karori electorate in this year's general election. Mr. Marshall was first elected to the Karori seat in 1954. This is the NZBC.